Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're throwing it down. It's the Wicked Wednesday. Ian Cameron will rejoin us in a couple of moments as we've got a lot of stuff to break down tonight. We got Mo DeKeel's going to join us. I love talking NBA basketball with Mo. Great stuff. So we'll get onto the hardwood with Mo, take a look at the NBA situation. But the Los Angeles Dodgers roll. The Seattle Mariners this evening. The Lakers hang their banner this evening. A kind of a weird night, wasn't it? Tonight against the Houston Rockets of all nights. And I don't know why they didn't do this like a month ago. I remember we had Arash on like 2 months ago or whatever talking about the stupid banner when they had fans back. But whatever the hell they had fans back. But nevertheless, but the big story, of course, today in the sports world is the National Football League schedule release. And we've got point spreads for week one of the National Football League. And it all starts, of course, with the opening Thursday nighter, the Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are 6.5 point home favorites. Total is 52. Arizona at Tennessee in week one. Tennessee minus 2.5. Really interesting matchup in week one between the New York Jets and the Carolina Panthers. Why is that interesting? Because, of course, Sam Darnold is now the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, and Zach Wilson and his mom will be the new quarterback of the New York Jets, and they go head-to-head in the first game of the season. I'll tell you what, the point spread is 4 right now. There's no way in hell Carolina are only going to be 4-point favorites by the time they kick this thing off. But, you know, you're betting on a football game that's, what, like 5 months away? Philadelphia Eagles get 3.5 points in Atlanta. The Pittsburgh Steelers open up in Buffalo. Buffalo, minus 6.5. San Francisco lays 7.5 in Motown. Detroit Lions getting 7.5 on their home field. Carson Wentz and the Carson Wentz era opens up against the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle at Indianapolis in week one. Indianapolis Colts are 2-point favorites. The Cleveland Browns get 5.5. At Kansas City, that one surprises me. That's now like 7.5 or so. The Denver Broncos minus 1 at New York against the Giants. The Packers plus 2 in New Orleans. The Baltimore Ravens, 5-point road favorites in Las Vegas. We're breaking it all down and more. Ian Cameron with us. Bring it.
We should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
BetOnline.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everywhere.
Radio,
the internet,
TV,
satellite,
and our mobile app.
We make it easy.
Like
real easy.
In fact, if you're not listening,
it's you.
It's always you.
Slacker.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This lady says I'm an artist.
You? An artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust up with everybody else in between, breaking it down. Ian Cameron kicking it with us. And we've got the NFL Week 1 point spreads. The schedule has been released. We'll go over some of the teams. I haven't taken a look at all 32 week by week. I've sort of taken a look at the Week 1 numbers. I took a look at a couple of the teams that have caught my eye as far as the win totals are concerned. Ed Babano, so there are Week 1 numbers up right now. And clearly it's insane to be betting on a football game before training camp has started. But people will, and it's interesting to have the guidelines, and it's nice to know, all right, these teams are playing this team. Now it's official. The week one schedule, the whole schedule is set, but week one and the point spreads are up, and a couple of games of the year, point spreads are up, et cetera, which is pretty cool. And people in the chat are talking about, you know, is it too early to bet these games? And listen, it's everybody's personal choice. There will be big line moves, but you know, you can't control what's going to happen over the next 5 months. So I won't be betting the games, Babano. I'm not pulling the trigger on week one of this NFL stuff right now, but I usually don't bet NFL win totals until, you know, like 10 days, sort of like fantasy football, until a couple of the games in the preseason are over. And I know, okay, this guy's not hurt. This is, you know, everything's going. But the fact is, the market now, guys, is so fluid. And with sports betting being so much more mainstream than it used to be, right? I mean, these numbers change now, and you won't get these numbers. So win totals, Babano, I'm actually going to start betting them. I've been looking at it. I've circled a few, and maybe I've hesitated too long even already, but the numbers are still there. But I'm going to put in some NFL win bets throughout the week this week, and specifically this weekend. I think I'll just load up and start clicking away because the numbers are going to change, Babano. And for point spreads, whatever. You know what I mean? We can bet the games, and I'll bet the games and whatever the numbers are in week one. But there's such a massive difference, Babano, as you know, between a 9, an 8.5, a 6, a 6.5. Like a half game and a win total is massive. So, yeah, they have your money for longer, but you are getting a better number when you bet the win totals now.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the time of year, every year, where we see movement now in the NFL season, over-under season win totals, right after the season schedule gets announced and released. And it's usually going to be money coming in on some of those teams that have prognosticated to have some of the hardest, most difficult schedules this upcoming season. And, you know, you got to look at teams like the Steelers and the Texans and the Detroit Lions and the Las Vegas Raiders, who are commonly looked at as teams that were given the most difficult schedule. And then maybe there's going to be some upward pressure on some of these season win totals for teams with easier schedules coming into the season, like Tampa and Miami and Cleveland and Dallas. There's a bunch of teams that have been looked at as having easier schedules. You know, what's funny is looking at the schedules getting released today, and one of the things that sticks out to me is every year, and I think we've talked about schedule releases for a couple of years, you and I on this show and on Sports Grid, we always seem to find this team that we all know and think is going to be pretty bad next season, and yet they get still dealt a brutal hand and a really difficult schedule, especially early in the season. And I'm looking directly at the Detroit Lions. with what the NFL gave them for a schedule to begin the season. With San Francisco, with Green Bay, with Baltimore, with what should be an improved Chicago team, but still a pretty decent Minnesota team in the first 5 weeks of the season for the Detroit Lions. I mean, they're honestly staring at 0-5 right off the hop for a team that's already expected to be pretty porous this season. So you look at a team like that, their season's probably going to be dead before it even gets going. It's just those kind of things that, and those are the kind of schedule, you know, clusters that I think the general public, that people out there that are betting win totals, especially sharper people, they're going to be looking directly at schedule analysis right now and making their bets on win totals based off it.
That's a good point that you raise. And you know what it is? Each year, Babana, you're right, they have to screw. It's impossible to have a balanced schedule. And the fact is, they don't want it balanced, right? They want certain teams to do well, and they don't care about other teams. And you're right. The Lions are that totally irrelevant franchise that aren't supposed to be good. So just to make sure everything fits into place, you know, don't worry about like how difficult it is for them and, you know, how this could bury them. It was the same thing with the Houston Texans, bro, with O'Brien. Remember last year? And I'm not sympathizing with the guy. He was terrible, but off the top of my head, who did the Houston Texans play last year in the first 4 weeks? They opened up with Kansas City. I think it was Kansas City, Baltimore, Indianapolis, and it wasn't even Indianapolis. It was like a better team. Oh, Green Bay. They went to Green Bay.
Yeah, it was brutal. Like, we talked about it. Honestly, Gabe. You and I last year, we said Houston's going to get hammered upside the head with that early schedule.
Yeah, it was like they wanted to get O'Brien fired. The league was like, we're going to get this guy fired because there's no way in hell. There's no way in hell he won't be 0-4 after this. And it's a good point with the Lions. And listen, I like Jared Goff, but we looked at the roster earlier. We were talking about the Detroit Lions earlier in the day on Game Time Decisions a bit. And, dude, it's bad. Like, dude, it's very talent thin, right? They let everyone go. They didn't re-sign anybody. They're completely rebuilding. And the Lions are in tough. And as Babano just referenced, so the Detroit Lions open up the season. They host San Francisco. And then the Lions go to Green Bay. Then they host Baltimore. Then they go to Chicago. All right. Then they go to Minnesota. So back to back. Look at that, guys. In the first 5 weeks, they're at Green Bay, at Chicago, at Minnesota. Then Bengals at Lions. Like I said, man, you look at their schedule this year, and their win total is 5.5, bro. Where are 6 wins coming from? So it's 49ers at Lions, Lions at Packers, Ravens at Lions, Lions at Bears, Lions at Vikings, Bengals at Lions. All right, that's a winnable game. Bengals at Lions. Lions at Rams.
Yeah,
so you get the Matt Stafford game.
Gabe, they're all lined at way more wins than Detroit. 10 wins San Fran, 9 wins Green Bay, 10 wins Baltimore. You know, 7.5 to 8 win range for the Bears, 9 wins for the Vikings. You're right, the Bengals are that game. 6.5, that's right where the Bengals are in terms of their win total. That's about as easy as it gets for Detroit.
Then they get at the Rams, Eagles at Lions. All right, let's just say for hypothetical sake, they're not going to lose every game. So let's give them 2 wins. Lions at Steelers, no. Lions at Browns, no. Bears at Lions, all right, let's just be nice and say they can win. That's it. That gets them to 3. Vikings at Lions, they're not going to win both of those. So stuck at 3. Lions at Broncos, no. Cardinals at Lions, probably not. Lions at Falcons, they can't win in a track meet like that. Lions Seahawks, no, at Seahawks, and at Packers at Lions, last game of the year, January the 9th. They're not getting to 6. Like, we're being nice, but bad. Like, this is a 3 or 4 win football team.
Yeah, it looks that way. And it's not just because of, you're right, this is a team that's basically rebuilding the roster on both sides of the football. There's no depth. You know, who knows how Jared Goff's going to react in a new system and a new team, and a guy that's obviously had his fair share of scrutiny, where he had, you know, one of the great offensive minds backing him in Sean McVay, and yet things were still erratic and inconsistent and not game-to-game good for Jared Goff there. And then you put it on this brutal schedule, you know, on top of all of this. And yeah, it's looking like this is just one, you know, journey that is just going to be impossible for the Lions to overcome this and be any kind of decent team. And certainly not a team I'm looking to bet over their win total, that's for sure.
I swear to man, it doesn't matter. You have John Elway as a quarterback in this team, bro, and it wouldn't help. honestly, and oh yeah, they got Dan Campbell's their coach. He's talking about breaking kneecaps and eating flesh and stuff. Remember that? I like the Sewell pick. The problem is, that's one guy. That's one guy blocking. Listen, Hawkinson's good. Hawkinson's a good tight end. Sewell's a great draft pick on the O-line. Swift is a...
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Good running back. They're going to run the hell out of the ball. Bring it.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the internet.
The technology grand.
Keep it here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Throwing it down with Ian Cameron right now. A lot of stuff to get to still here this evening. We're just talking NFL win totals. We'll get into the NHL playoffs with Babano. I'm curious his thoughts on the series. Price is... but it's been quite the day. We're talking about win totals. And so we're talking about the Detroit Lions. So, Babano, there's no way in hell, bro, they're getting to, they're not getting to six wins, this team. And even with 17 games. And they're going to, these numbers are going to change, guys. Because as I stated before, they didn't come out this early. Win totals used to come out in June, all right? They didn't come out like this. You know, in the old days. And sports betting is legal everywhere now. And if it's not legal in your state, it's legal in the state next to you, right? Like, everyone is basically an hour away from a sports book, or like basically an hour away from being, you know, in a Denny's or a Starbucks placing a bet on an app in another state. So there's just so much more action on this stuff right now. So there will be line moves. So the Detroit Lions are at, you see? The Lions were 5.5, Babano. It just moved to 5. Right? People are betting it already. Now, I'm telling you, man, you miss out.
Yeah, we're just in the, 3-4 hours after the schedule release show? People are onto it. Like, they're privy to the same information we are. And you're right. This is one of these teams that, look, this is the reason you bet win totals now, Gabe. You're talking, you know, the last few minutes with me that you're going to start betting some in the next week. This is the reason you do it. You find a bad team, or you find a team that's been dealt a terrible hand with a tough schedule, and I like to focus on teams that are dealt a tough hand at the beginning of the season, especially when you look at a team with roster turnover and a lot of change, like the Detroit Lions. They've got to implement all kinds of new personnel systems, and they got to do it facing that gauntlet of a schedule to begin the season. Yeah, you can tell people are onto this with Detroit, that it could be rough early and could be rough all season.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're right. Like, and this isn't the casual people. It's either going to be sharper guys or hardcore fans, etc., that are going to pull the trigger. Like, casual fans will bet the over their favorite team. But you're right. The sharps and the wise guys out there, Babano, they're looking to hammer unders. Like, you know what I mean? All the bets I want to make, I'm not like, oh, yeah, I'm betting the over this team. No, you don't bet an over now, guys, months in advance, because nothing better can happen. Short of, like, a team getting Aaron Rodgers. And you know what? If you take, you want to take a flyer on Denver or San Francisco and say, you know what? I'm taking a chance they're going to get Aaron Rodgers and the total's going to go up. But when you bet like a total, like now, like Tampa, Babano, it's a good example. So like Tampa, Tampa's 11.5, Babano. They got to go 12-5, bro. All right. They weren't like the most dominant team last year. So they got to go 12-5. Number one. So in other words, they got to have a pretty, you know, pretty good season, man. And they're going to have a target on the back as Super Bowl champs. They didn't have that before. Brady's 40, you know, 420 years old or whatever now. Like, you know, it's just, it's a risky bet. So if you like Tampa, you know what I mean? Only under. Only bad things can happen between now and then for Tampa. Brady could get hurt. This guy gets hurt. That guy gets hurt. Like, so, like, you only bet unders in advance, guys. That's my advice. And look, but Ben, as you stated, so people already jumped all over the lines. I knew it was 5.5, and I was like, man, they're not getting a 6, right? And that's a big difference. Because now if you got it at 5.5, guys, boom, they go 5-12, you win your bet. Now it's a push suddenly. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you're paying the months in advance for that stuff. So, but before we get to the pucks, Babano, listen to this one. Here's the schedule here for the New York Jets, okay? And Babano was very honest up in there as he talked about. You want to pick on teams, new quarterbacks, new coaches, hell, even like good quarterbacks. Tom Brady's an anomaly, guys. It's not normal a team, a quarterback go to a new team and they're just great right away. All right, it doesn't work that way. But look at the Jets. Rebuilding, new coach, new GM, 20-year-old quarterback that played against UTSA and Texas State and Central Florida a couple of times one year. He's going to be the starting quarterback. And this is the Jets schedule. All right, Babano, week one at Carolina. And how cool is that against Sam Darnold? They're not beating that Panthers team. The Panthers team.
And a good defensive mind in Matt Rhule.
Yeah, you got Robbie Anderson. They got, he hates the Jets. He was there. You got Darnold. It's a revenge game. They got Ed McCaffrey. They got Ed McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey back. I'm old. Ed McCaffrey. They got Christian McCaffrey.
I remember Ed with Denver. Great tight end.
Yeah, exactly. So you look at Carolina. That's week one. The Jets are going to lose that game. Week two, they host New England. New England are loaded. They're against a rookie quarterback, right? Yeah, against a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback. Good point. And he owns rookie quarterback. The kid's a dead man walking there. That's 0-2. Week three, they go to Denver. Denver are stacked. That Bronco defense, Fangio, is going to confuse this kid so much from BYU. They're screwed. They're going to lose that game 0-3. Week four, the Jets host Tennessee. They're not beating the Titans. Week five, I hate to do this to you, Matias. Week five, is that the Jets' chance to win against Atlanta in London, in London, England? No, they're not beating. Zach Wilson's not going to outscore the Falcons. So, boom, they're 0-5. They get a bye week, the Jets. Then they go to New England. Good luck with that. That's 0-6. They host Cincinnati. All right, there's the one, Babano. Yeah.
That's
all right. So
that's a good spot.
So that's
that was
one
a good
win
spot for them.
All right. Yes, sir. So that's one. That's one. All right. So week nine, the Jets at Indianapolis. They're not beating the Colts. Like, that's not happening. Week 10, Buffalo. Buffalo's going to murder them at the Meadowlands. Week 11, Miami at the Meadowlands. Good luck with that. Week 12 at Houston. All right. All right. Maybe. We'll give you this, maybe. All right, Jet fan, we'll give you that one. Fireman Ed. That's two wins. Week 13, they host Philadelphia. I don't know if the Eagles are great, but I'll take Jalen Hurts. But, yeah, what do you think, Babano? Can the Jets beat the Eagles? Yeah.
That's a tough one. It's at home. I might give the Jets that one. You can think about this, though. If Zach Wilson's going to be any kind of good quarterback, What part of the season is that going to be? You're now talking about the back half of the season. It's all going to come down to whether there's progression and improvement in this guy at the quarterback position from week one to week 13 when they play Philadelphia. Like, if he's talent with this incredible arm and terrific ability to escape pressure and get out of the pocket and scramble like we think he could be, by week 13, you'd like to think he is not maybe making the same mistakes he is when he's facing that tough five game swatch at the beginning of the season.
No, I think it's a great point that you raise, actually, that a quarterback, you're right. Like, even I remember Josh Allen was, like, better in game 11 of his first year than he was in game 4. You know what I mean? Like, they do change. Like, they grow fast. They're not really rookies at the end sometimes if they get the hang of it fast. Okay. So let's give them the damn win, all right? And I'll tell you what, they won't win because Philadelphia, Babano, Philadelphia fans own Jersey, bro. It'll be like a home game for the Eagles. But nevertheless, we'll give it to them. All right, let's give them a half a win for that. All right, let's give them a half a win. So they're 2.5/3. All right, then they host the Saints. They're not beating the Saints. All right, so they're not beating the Saints. Then they go to Miami in week 15. They host Jacksonville week 16. All right. Maybe they could win that game. Week 17, they host Brady and the Buccaneers. And then week 18, the Buffalo Bills at Buffalo. Like, how the hell is this team getting to 7? Like, if we're nice, Babano, we give them 4. If we're nice. Like, all right, we're giving you the benefit of the doubt a couple of times. How are the Jets getting to 7? They're not getting to 7.
Well, it's not just the schedule. Think about the environment around them in the AFC East. Buffalo is still going to be the cream of the crop in the division. Look, New England had everything go wrong last year, and they still weren't a miserable team from a win-loss straight-up perspective. And you got to think they're going to be a little bit better, especially because they went all splashy in the offseason, especially on the offensive side of the football, realizing, hey, we need some weapons on this team. We need some skill position talent. You know, because we just didn't have any last year. So you can't expect New England to be as poor and underachieving as they were last year. You got to expect improvement there.
Oh,
I think Miami is
six in a
leaps and bounds, Gabe, right now, further ahead in their rebuilding phase than the New York Jets are right now. It's not even close with Miami being ahead of the Jets in that department. So it's not only the schedule, Gabe, it's the AFC East climate around the Jets. Jets look to me still like the worst team in that division this season.
Oh, by far. I mean, they're going to go 0-6 in division play. I don't see how they're going to steal one. And listen, this is me believing as well that Zach Wilson is going to be a problem, and he's going to have real big problems in the NFL. It's a massive step up in level of competition that this kid faced. And it's one thing.
Yeah, he wasn't facing SEC talent, ACC talent, Big Ten, none of those, yep.
And he's not being groomed either, Babano. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying Zach Wilson can't play, but what I'm saying, like, it's not like, yeah, we're going to groom him. And no. Word is, like, everyone's saying, no, he's starting week one, whether he's ready or not. He has to. They traded Sam Darnold for him. They got Mike White and James Morgan as their quarterbacks. Like, it's Zach Wilson time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
It's sink or swim with this kid, and we haven't even gotten to his mother talking about abortion and I don't know, and QAnon stuff and all this other stuff. This is going to end real well. Bring it.
Took you long enough to get here, Sporto.
Now that you've found us,
keep it right here for sports news you can use. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
$100, $200, $1,000.
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
It's a lock. The New York Jets. Under. So, listen, it's 6 right now. This is the big difference, too. This is a big move, too. If you miss on this. If it goes to 5.5, then you know what I mean, Babano? Because at least if they finish 6-11, all right, you get the push. But, it's 6. I'd prefer if it was 6.5, and it was actually 6.5. But like I said, people, they moved right away. But there's going to be more moves now that the schedule has been dropped. Just quickly, as far as the Buffalo Bills win total is 10.5 right now at FanDuel. But it's -170 to the over, Babano. That's incredibly high. Normally you don't see that. So in other words, the Bills are a couple of bets away from going to 11, guys. And we'll get into the Bills schedule a little bit later on. It's very manageable. And in fact, so according to the win totals, that's how you project, strength of schedule, not by last year's win-loss record, by this year's win total. Seattle technically have the easiest win total projection, Babano. Their opponents average 8.1 wins. That's the average win total of their opponents, so that's the easiest in the NFL by the metrics. The Bills are 10th by the easiest metrics. But you know what's a key thing to keep your eye on, and Babano knows, but keep your thing on your eye on, guys, and just, look it up. We'll get into it later, actually, but travel, Babano. How many miles is the team traveling? I'm telling you, this is real. You'll notice teams will have these great years sometimes, and the casual fan doesn't think about why. It's like you'll realize, wow, this guy's they never traveled more than 300 miles. Or look, they played every game in an Eastern time zone. Like they're sort of, you get easier and harder schedules. You just do. I remember a couple of years ago, guys, the Bills, there was they never left New York for 5 weeks. The first 5 weeks of the season. I don't even remember, man. It was week one against the New Jersey they played. The same thing. You know what I mean? But week one, they played against the Jets at the Meadowlands. Week two, the Giants at the Meadowlands. Week three, at home. Week four, at home. And then week five, it was a close Cleveland or something. The Bills could have walked to every game if they wanted to. And it helped. They were racking up wins. So for the record, the Bills this year, guys, they have the 10th easiest schedule in the NFL. They're a loaded roster, and they have the 4th least travel. They don't even travel that much. They don't play teams off of buys. Basically, the Bills are a trendy team now, so the NFL was nice to them and threw them a bone. All right, we'll get to Babano's hockey series picks here and thoughts. Let's just take a quick call from our main man, Kevin. I think his ears perked up in the Windy City. Now you got Justin Fields there, but I think he's calling about your Jared Goff talk. He's like, what, Jared Goff? What's going on, Kevin?
Jared Goff, talk about Tebow mania, Tebow time. Tebow, it's Tebow. Now, I haven't listened to all the takes regarding Tebow, all the different takes. And the funniest take to me is this idea that the football, it's like that scene with Will Smith, the best of the best of the best, sir. They think it's all about meritocracy, the best man gets the job. There's no funny business. That's just comical to me. If that was the case, Cam Newton wouldn't have a job. Cam Newton hasn't done nothing to be on that field. The past 2 years, he can't even throw the ball. He looks like an amateur out there. But you're going to tell me, oh, every man out on that football field, he deserves to be there. Tim Tebow, he's taken away from these blah, 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 getting on their high horse. What's your thoughts on that? Because it's just whatever happens, Tim Tebow seems to turn people's brains into mush whenever he gets on, whenever he comes in the spotlight. I find it funny. I'll leave you to it.
Thanks, Kevin. We'll answer the question. Listen, they're wasting their time with Tim Tebow. It's a circus act. It's pointless. He's not going to bring anything to the table. He's got guys, I don't know if you guys saw today, there's Patriot players that when Tebow played 8 years ago, 9 years ago in the NFL, there's Patriot players that are coming out and saying that he sucked then. Like there's, and it's crazy. You know, but like the thing with Tebow, and I like Tebow. But has a funny story with Tim Tebow about I forget the guy's name. I think it's McManus, actually. I think it's that guy on the Broncos. Not on the Broncos, but the punter. Who the hell was it? It was a punter on the Giants, maybe, whatever. There was a punter dude, whatever, in the NFL. And he's a big Tebow fan because he's a big Christian, whatever. And the punter guy's religious and stuff and like a big Christian. And he told his story about how he's like, I love Tim Tebow and what he stands for. And he's like, you know, I really respect the guy a lot and stuff. And he goes, so I wanted to meet him. And he goes, I went out and I met him before the game and stuff on the field in the warm-up. And he's the greatest guy, and it was a pleasure to meet him. He goes, I'm a big fan of his. And then he goes, but then I was watching him, and he was warming up. And basically, Tim Tebow was one-hopping passes, Babano, to people in the warm-up, right? Like, there's no defense, right? There's no defense. And Tebow's like one-hopping passes. And basically, the guy said, like, the moral of the story is
that.
You
don't have to make your progressions either in warm-ups. Yeah.
He's like... The moral was, the guy was like, I love him, but he was like, God, he's bad, man. He was like, and the guy said, he goes, he's really bad. And he said, he just is. And I don't like saying this, but he's just really bad. The guy's slow. He's 33 years old. He's going to get killed. Like, basically, he'll get lit up. But the thing is, no one wants to light him up because he's Urban Meyer's buddy. Listen, Urban Meyer would sign Aaron Hernandez if he wasn't dead, okay? So... You know, whatever, man. Urban Meyer thinks that, like, he can sign every Florida Gator and Ohio State player, and that's going to be, you know, that's gonna work. Why don't you bring in Chris Leak, too, Coach? You know who Chris Leak is? You know, that was a quarterback before Tebow. You won a national championship with him. Why don't you sign him, too? Like, oh, why don't you do that?
Wasn't even good enough to play for the Montreal Alouettes either, Chris Leak.
Yeah, but why doesn't he do that? Because Chris Leak won't become the circus sideshow, right? Right? Like, it's just stupid to sign Tim Tebow. Like, Chris Leak would be better off. Like, have a better chance. Like, it's just dumb. You know, that's my take on Tebow. And I like Tim Tebow, too. I think he's a cool dude. I got no beef against him. I think he is fun. I think he's an inspiration to people and stuff. I like him. I do. I've always liked Tim Tebow. But yeah. If you want
this
Tim Tebow
Urban
around,
Meyer. Throwing a guy that he loves dearly a bone. Yeah.
Hire
throwing
him
a guy that he loves dearly
coach.
A bone.
No, it's yeah. not a bone. Tim Tebow's doing him a favor for whatever reason. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why. But, man, Tim Tebow makes, like, $5 million a year on TV, bro. You think that if he made the team,
yeah,
the Jaguars are paying
him
$5 million? Like, no. Like, you would lose money doing this. You know, he's not even going to make the team, but whatever. Like, but you know what? Kevin's right. People get worked up about Tim Tebow. They do. Yeah. All right.
It's a magnetic, polarizing figure.
Yeah, you know, whatever, dude. The guy, it's sort of like he was with the Mets organization, right? And he was just taking up space, right? Like, from a prospect, but he's selling tickets in the minor leagues. Everything's a show, guys. That's, you know, the thing is, though, you don't win football games by a show. Sure, you get talked about on shows like this, but you don't win football games. You know, I'm just saying, Babano, if I'm the Jaguars, I'd be, like, looking right now. I'd be saying to myself, and I'd be like, Coach, listen, this kid didn't get drafted, this tight end, but he's really good. This other kid is really good, too, this other tight end, right? And maybe you strike gold, Babano, right, with some kid that's like, wow, this kid's really good. No one knew about him. No. Now that kid doesn't get a chance because he got Tim Tebow. Ooh, because we're going to sell some tickets now. It's just stupid. All right. So... We'll get back to the NFL.
Unfortunately, it's also a product of the market that he's going to end up playing in, or going to in Jacksonville, which is Gator country. You know, there's a lot of Florida Gator fans that remember Tim Tebow in the glory days and his college days there. And that's the thing. It's going to be a marketing, you know.
He's from Jacksonville. Not only is he a Gator, he's actually from Jacksonville. That's the whole thing.
There you go.
But the thing is, maybe you guys should have got him like 10 years ago then, 12 years ago. Not now. But I'm just saying, whatever. All right. All right, Babano. So Carolina Hurricanes are -245. Predators are +200. The Toronto Maple Leafs are -290. Montreal Canadiens, +225, series price. The Edmonton Oilers, -184. Winnipeg Jets, +150. The Tampa Bay Lightning, -140 over the Florida Panthers, +118, series prices. FanDuel. Pittsburgh Penguins, -138. Over the New York Islanders, it's moved 2 cents over the last 20 minutes or so. It was -136. So it's -138 now. Bruins over the Islanders. And, Pittsburgh over the Islanders. And the Boston Bruins are -136 over the Washington Capitals, +110. Those are the series prices. What do you think about the series prices, Babano?
Yeah, Boston I like. I think we were just about to talk about that. And I do like the Bruins. The price is fair. -155, I think, is a price I'm willing to lay. I look at this Washington team as a team that's very good offensively, and they've got a good power play. It's going to be important for Boston. But Boston does have a good penalty kill. You still want to stay out of the box. The difference is defense. Washington's still giving up too many good chances. In terms of high-danger chances allowed, Washington is way above Boston in terms of the number of high-danger chances they've allowed. So there are still concerns about whether Washington can play good enough, sturdy enough defense, and whether Vitek Vanacek, if Samsonov doesn't come back, can get the job done. I think you have to give Rask and Swayman that duo for Boston in net, the edge. So I think the Bruins find a way in that series. Nashville, Carolina, obviously it's a one-way series. I think Carolina could win the Stanley Cup, never mind just beating Nashville in the first round. But what you can bet in this series, Gabe, is Carolina on the Carolina -1.5 games. I'm seeing that at -120. So all it needs to happen is Carolina to win in 4, in 5, or in 6, and you win that bet. I think that's a really good bet at a very good price. Carolina Hurricanes -1.5 games, -120. I think they take care of business in 6 games or less. Hell, I think they could win in 4 or 5. Nashville, to me, it's just Carolina's top 4 lines are just deeper. Their blue line 1 through 6 is outstanding. And Alex Nedeljkovic has emerged as a legit goalie of the future for this Carolina team, and he's had an outstanding season. I think Carolina can win that series without it going to a game 7. So I like that one a lot. Hurricanes -1.5 games, -120.
Sounds like a solid bet. Ian Cameron, kick it with us on the Wicked Wednesday. I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204. So the Oilers, -184. The Oilers are a better team than the Jets are. I'm not arguing if they're playing good hockey right now down the stretch. Forget about these stupid games this week that don't mean anything. But there's got to be an upset along the way. Do the Jets interest you at all here, Babano? You think the Jets can pull off an upset in this series? You think Edmonton beats them?
I think the Jets might be a little bit more competitive than people think, because everybody's seeing Winnipeg just in this brutal tailspin down the stretch, not playing well. Connor Hellebuck looking a little shaky. The defense not struggling a bit. They're all of a sudden not scoring to the level we usually see from the Jets. But Edmonton has some issues creeping into their game a little bit. So Mike Smith's been, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the end of the season. The games don't mean as much. He's been beatable lately, and he's kind of looked average. So keep an eye on that going into that series.
All right, we'll wrap up with a battle on the other side. Mo DeKeel's going to join us. We'll talk some NBA basketball as well in Level 3. The Late Night Anger Management Class.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it right here.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Working hard 24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. So the Colorado Avalanche can claim the President's Trophy and, of course, the Honda West Division. I didn't realize it wasn't just the West, that it was the Honda West Division crown. While simultaneously finalizing the 2021 Stanley Cup playoff bracket if they defeat the Kings in any fashion tomorrow, Babano. So that's something to keep our eye on, knowing that Colorado needs the game still. They win the game. They have the best record in the NHL, and they have home ice against everybody moving forward as long as they're alive. So, what's your opinion, Babano, on the Canadiens and the Leafs? A lot of people think it's a sweep. Some people think five for the Leafs. So, what's your take on it?
I have to go based on the eye test. I have to go based on the head-to-head matchups. And I'll say the Leafs win, and I'll even give Montreal a couple games and say Toronto in six. But I'll say this with one caveat. Montreal, if I'm Ducharme and I'm at the coaching staff, I'm using this whole swell of nobody giving us a single shot in this series to fuel this team in every way that it possibly can, because they're going to need every ounce of it. But we did see Montreal not given a chance at all prior to the playoffs and the bubble last year, when they only got in because of the 22-team format, saying, hey, Montreal, they're not a playoff team without this format with the expanded number of teams in the playoffs. And what did they do in that first series? They upset Pittsburgh. Now, I'm not comparing Pittsburgh last year to Toronto this year. I think Toronto's a better overall team, but be careful. You know, when the whole world is against you and doesn't think you can win, that can be a pretty damn strong motivator. And we are talking about a Leafs team that hasn't won a single playoff series in 17 years. Pat Quinn was the head coach of that team the last time they won a playoff series.
Ian Cameron. Find him on Twitter at the Babano, the Ice Guys, and more great stuff. Sports Pump. Radio, thanks, Babano. We'll get you on Sunday. Bring it.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school?
Yeah.
We can't get over it either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.